Hey everyone out there in podcast land, thank you so much for listening to my show today. It absolutely means the world to me. And I'm your host, Ben Bowen, and this is the Comfortably Profitable Podcast. And if you enjoy this content even half as much as I love making it, we are all going to win. So let's get to the show. Where do you see, what do you see as being some marketing, sales and marketing trends that are going to be, you know, that much more relevant in the next 2 years, 5 years?
Sure. So question I get a lot, like what's coming next? I get it all the time. No question, I don't know what's coming next, kind of. Like, I don't know the specific form. I will answer your question, but I don't know the specific form. Like, do I know that augmented reality and virtual reality are coming? No question. I don't know the forms that they're going to work, that they're going to come in to help companies with growth models, right? But I know they're coming, but they're like 15 years out maybe until they're like really a part of like how we do business, maybe further. So that's coming, but you're probably asking me like what's coming, like where we could start actioning it really soon, because it's coming. Yeah, that's how I usually get the question. So the answer is I don't know what's coming in 6 to 12 months, but I do know what's new, and most people wait until what's new is now old and reliable and proven, and then they'll jump on board, right? But what's new, which we at my company, Open Door Media, we jump on board on things that are new and like immediately. So like influencer marketing is huge right now, right? So the idea around influencer marketing is we can go to Facebook, which we do, and we put money behind ads, which we do, and we could target them down to, you know, 40-year-old dudes that like the New England Patriots. Why on earth do you like them? But 40-year-old dudes that like New England Patriots, and we can do that. And you'll get some of that content, and some of the other people get that content, and you'll just get it from a brand that you don't know. Maybe it's our brand and you don't know us, but you'll see content you kind of like. Or, so we'll do that, because it is working. There is a return on that right now. Yep. Or we can hire 30 influencers that have a large following with a lot of New England Patriots fans that are in the following that garners a lot of interaction and engagement in any post that these influencers do. And we can pay them, instead of the Facebook platform in this scenario, to put content out that helps our brand. So that way when you see it, you see maybe very similar content, but you see it from a real trusted source, an influencer that you've chosen to follow and you enjoy their content, and therefore you engage in it. So that is like, that's a fast way to get the best targeted market we've ever seen for the lowest cost, no question. There's some pitfalls there, and people are kind of shitting on the idea of influencers because there's some negatives, but there's negatives to all these platforms. It's the upside of them that we have to pay attention to. So in addition to that, a company, so say you guys hire my company to do all of your social media and content creation and everything. You get like one agency, and say we're the best in the world at content creation. You get the best agency in the world at content creation, one agency. But if we go and hire 30 social media influencers to represent your brand in addition to us, they know how to make content that their audience loves. That's why they have a big audience with a lot of engagement. Now you get 31 agencies for that campaign period instead of one, doing very different types of content that they know the audience wants to see. And that's like the power, that's it. Like you jump on board. That's the biggest thing right now. You know, there's some other highly technical things like, you know, like targeting through Google Ads on a whole.